The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the radio. Rolled it through you Tuesday, March of 26th. Today's featured track from the Big Show Bitbox, sponsored by the Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th, Charlotte Motor Speedway. Oliver, ways to liven up a funeral. Search for keywords, funeral. Hit the Big Show at the Bitbox. Ooh, backwards. Hit the Bitbox at thebigshow.com. All right, I got it. And now let's turn our attention and try to beat the blonde. Let's meet our contestant, Nancy from Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. Good morning, Nancy.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning. All right, Nancy. We're going to ask our girl Tater some questions. She will answer. You agree or disagree? Two bells before two buzzers, you get the Big Show prize pack, all right?
All right,
Nancy. Marcy. Gonna be working with you here, baby. All right, well, let's kick it off here. Tater in East Africa. If you want to marry a girl, you must first give her parents 30 to 50 of these. What are they?
Oh, everybody knows. Double stuffed Oreos. Bring those, you're golden.
Double stuffed Oreos.
In East Africa, you bring the pigs.
Pigs. 30 to 50 pigs for one bride in East Africa. Nancy, do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to agree.
You agree with that, and... Oh, no. Cows.
Oh, no.
Cows. Whoa. Yeah, wow.
Wow. There you really got to pay cows. Them off to take your daughter. That's a lot of cows.
All right. Well, let's see if we can stay alive with this next question then, Nancy. So, Marcy, according to a recent study in the American Journal of Sociology, the more of this a woman has... the less likely she is to want to get married. What is it?
Is it cats?
You're talking about cats.
Well, it seems to be the ratio.
Yeah, that's right.
Not a cat.
The more of this a woman has, the less likely she is to want to get married.
I'm going
to
say education.
Education. Yeah. If only y'all were smarter.
More schooling. What? Y'all.
Let's say, Nancy, education. Marcy says, do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
And That was the thing to do. Money is the answer. The more money.
I overlooked that.
You gotta put up with them dudes.
I mean, after all, he just told you his wife went to college.
I do what I want.
All right, here we go. Gonna win it or lose it with this question, Nancy. So, Marcy, according to a recent Gallup poll, do most American students favor sex before marriage?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? I think most students favor it instead of marriage. I think they want to do that. Like, do that. So, yeah, I think they favor sex before marriage, yes.
Yes, all right. Nancy, do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
You disagree, and oh no, we're talking about college students and sex. Hello.
Not everybody went to college.
I'm not going to follow you, Nancy. Well, Nancy, we have a nice consolation prize for you. You hang on, and Jackie will hook you up with that. All right, baby?
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate you playing.
Bye,
all
Nancy.
Right. Hang on. We're going to jump out and catch you up on your news right on the other side. Our time capsule for this March 26th. And then jump in the playhouse.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
Yo, what's up? How y'all doing?
Doing good, man.
Hey, man, the new Great Depression rolls on. People are having a hard time doing anything for money. Even the crime nowadays is jacked up. Have you seen on the news about all these metal thieves? Oh, and I ain't talking about gold and silver. I'm talking about like breaking into power companies, stealing copper cable, pulling rain gutters off a man's house, stealing guardrails and manhole covers. It's like a bunch of crackhead termites are attacking. Even real crackheads are going, what is wrong with these people? Hey, if you're a cop working on a stolen metal case, I got a tip for you. You ain't got to interview none of my people. Ain't no brothers in the scrap metal gang. You looking for 8 big, thick white boys. I'm trying to steal a guardrail? That's some labor-intensive crime right there. We ain't about that. If a brother hooked up with one of them gangs, he lasts about 10 minutes. First job of the night, boss man say, okay, Calvin, put that ladder up against the house. We're going to pull them rain gutters off and load them in the truck. Calvin be like, no, man, you going to pull them gutters off and put them in the truck. That ain't for me. I turned to crime because it was easy. If I wanted to work, I'd get a job. All right, well, then run, get that manhole cover out the street. Do what? Why? Scrap iron, 78 cents a pound. Man, are you out of your mind? I ain't picking up no damn 100-pound manhole cover. Two things about heavy metal. I don't listen to it, and I damn sure don't pick it up. Half of no 8-way split on 78 cents a pound. Hey, hamburger sell for about $2.50 a pound. Why don't we go knock over the meat department at the food gene?
Really?
No, man, get up that pole and cut down a piece of that power line. That wire got all kind of copper in it. Yeah. Also got 50,000 volts in it. I ain't cutting no power lines. Come on, man. They'll find my dead ass 2 blocks away with my shoes blowed off. Yeah, well, you say you want big money. Copper go for $3.80 a pound. Oh, yeah? Well, you heard about the stuff they got now called weed? It sells for about $800 a pound. And you ain't got to tote it but an ounce at a time. This here gang need to get out the scrap business and get in the weed business. Boss man go, Calvin, what? You're fired. Yeah, I know, man. Look, y'all be careful. I'll catch up with you next week. And that, my friends, is why my people ain't in no scrap metal gang. This crime has got more white people in it than the NHL Hall of Fame. Y'all think about it. I'm Marvin Webster.
John Boy and Billy.
It's Mr. Please. Don't play B17.
morning. It's a big show on the radio. About 20 minutes away with all things college sports with a Pac-Man. It is right in the middle of March Madness as we get to the Sweet 16 kicking off this weekend. All right. And right now, let's act.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The Patient. As our story opens, a barefoot man wearing a loose hospital gown and dragging an IV stand slowly enters Tater O'Malley's Irish Pub in Dublin, Georgia. That's Dublin, Georgia.
Oh, beautiful outside in Georgia.
Oh, my word, you poor man. Let me help you to a seat there.
That's right neighborly of you, miss. It's nice to find somebody with a little sympathy.
Precious Mother Mary, you wouldn't be coming from the emergency ward next door now, would you?
Oh, yeah, they had me cooped up over there for about a week, poking, prodding me, and running all sorts of tests. And about a half hour ago, some dang fool doctor finally came in, told me there was nothing they could do for me. Nothing.
Sweet merciful saints, you poor man. Well, that just sounds awful.
It was. I said I know something I can do for me. Leave. So I did, and I saw this place, and I figured if I was done for, I might as well have a drink.
Oh, my. Are you sure that's a good idea?
It ain't, Skippy, I do. In fact, I think it's a real good idea. So bring me 6 shots of Jameson Rare, 4 shots of Pappy Van Winkle, and a pint of Guinness.
Well, then, you want to be fighting me standing between a dying man and his final wishes. I'll get started on the shots.
I'll be right here watching.
The bartender pours the man's shots, then sets them down in front of him one by one, then turns to the Guinness tap and fills his mug.
All righty now, 1 pint of Guinness and... Oh, my stars! Have you already downed all those 10 shots?
I have, Missy, and with what I got, I shouldn't have.
Looky here, friend. I don't think St. Peter would be denying entrance to a poor soul because of his final wish.
You wouldn't say that if you knowed what I got.
Tell me then, friend, what exactly is it that you've got?
$2.
Son of a...
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Yes, Mr. Feasley, we've seen a bottle of Jameson Rare before, just not one stuck up there.
Tune in again next time when we'll hear the crusty old male nurse say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Toodly, toodly, toodly.
Good morning, y'all. Big Show is on your radio.
Hello, all you perky early risers. Here's just the thing to wake you up and get your blood pumping. The John Boy and Billy Big Show. Why, before you know it, you'll be bouncing off the walls just like me. Ooh-wah, ooh-wah, ooh-wah. See what I mean?
Good morning, it's a big show on the radio, minutes away, sports with a Pac-Man. Your theme, I know. Boy, growing up on Tobacco Road in North Carolina, tickled to death. We got North Carolina State, Duke, University of North Carolina, all right there where we ought to be.
Okay, I think you'll be all right.
All right, that's okay. All right, I'm gathering myself. Yeah. I'm gonna turn Packer loose. I'm done here. First, Billy, you got a bonus top 10 list for us.
Everybody loves Tom Bodette's down-home commercials for Motel 6 where he says, "We'll leave the light on for you."
Oh, yeah.
But you know, a slogan like that doesn't just happen.
Oh, no.
It takes hours and hours of research, and tons of slogans get rejected before you hit on the perfect one.
Oh, no, don't I know it.
That brings us to today's top 10 list, the top 10 rejected Motel 6 slogans. Number 10. Because you deserve better than the backseat of some car. Number 9, we're working on that smell thing, too. Number 8, if we'd known you were staying all night, we'd have changed the sheets. Number 7, as seen on Cops. Number 6, it's not just for nooners anymore. Number 5, you rented the room, now buy the video. Number 4, sure, you could stay someplace nicer, but then you wouldn't have money left over for a hooker. Number 3, we don't make the adultery, we make the adultery better. Number 2, it's hookerific. And the number 1 rejected Motel 6 slogan, we'll leave the lights all for you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. Winner gets a Southern Ease Pets Pack. We all love our dogs, and if yours has anxiety issues like during a thunderstorm, or say you're filming ACC Today in your basement for the big ESPN TV show, well, you got to try the bacon-flavored pet CBD gummies from Southern Ease Pets. Click on the link at thebigshow.com. Use code JBB. Get an exclusive offer. And Mark Packer, who happens to be a host of ACC Network, ACC PM for weekday.
Coincidence?
And joins us every Tuesday. Good morning, Mr. Mark Packer.
Hold on a second, Johnny. I'm still chewing on my my gummy here.
They're shaped like bones.
It's for the dog.
Yeah. Oh, no wonder why my dog Fuller's looking at me funny. Fat boy, put that down. That one's fine.
That's right. All right. Well, I'm back.
One. Instead, it's the bacon flavor for the dog. I thought it was the bourbon one. I'm supposed to be chewing on.
We'll get you figured out, buddy. We got a lot going on with the ACC, man. I'm just tickled pink about this whole tourney so far.
Well, you know, Johnny, there are a lot of talking heads nationally that have been ragging the ACC all season long. And we don't have enough time for me to give a list of people and exactly what they said about a two-bid league and this and that.
Right.
And the league's deteriorated and hasn't done anything. Listen, say it all the time. It gets to March. It's when it matters. You roll the ball out, and then we start keeping score. And right now we're rolling into the Sweet 16 beginning on Thursday night. The ACC got 5 bids, and 4 guys are still alive and kicking. The league is 8-1 in the tournament. They lost the first game, which was Virginia. A lot of folks didn't think Virginia should be in the tournament. They were embarrassed in that first 4 game by Colorado State. And but since then, the league's gone 8-0. So it's funny, Johnny, the two leagues that complain the most about the committee as far as fans, players, coaches, media people, everything else, was the ACC and the Big East. Right? The ACC got 5 bids. The Big East got only 3. Those two leagues that did all the whining after the committee announced the brackets, they have combined to go 14-1 in the tournament.
That's wild.
14-1. So, while the SEC, listen, I think the SEC, as I've told you many times before, I think they've done a great job in basketball. They've done a great job hiring coaches. I think their league's really good. The SEC is the only Power 5 league that is under 500 so far in this tournament. They got 8 bids along with the Big 12. Of course, the Big 12 is traditionally great. They've won the last couple national titles outside of UConn winning last year. So, again, there's a lot of good teams around the country. But the thing that makes this tournament so great is the pressure, right? You've got to go hold, serve, and take care of business. But the fact that the ACC has got 4 teams in the Sweet 16, the Big East has yet to lose a game. They're 6-0. They got the best team in the country in UConn, in my opinion. But the fact that we've also got, for the 5th time since this tournament expanded back in 1985, for the 5th time, every number 1 seed and every number 2 seed is still alive and kicking, which means – while we've had crazy games and upsets and wild overtime games and surprises and all that stuff, we're now getting to the best part of the tournament, and there are still the best teams still sitting there. All number ones and all number twos are still alive and kicking going into it this week. But it's just been a crazy tournament. But the ACC, say it all the time, it may not be the best league every single year, but it's normally the standard by which you measure your conference against them. And this makes the 45th consecutive year that the ACC has a team in the Sweet 16, and nobody else is even in the neighborhood of matching up that mark. That's 45 straight years. In fact, it's so good. I looked this up because I was just curious. Since the tournament expanded in 1985, Johnny, the ACC's had 214 bids to the tournament, all right? 214. Almost 50%, 105 teams, that's 49%, have reached the Sweet 16. Now, that is an obscene stat, I mean, which basically means if you get in, it doesn't matter what that number is beside you. You can have a one like a bunch of North Carolina and Duke teams, but even if you roll in there like NC State, just go around with an 11 seed and all that stuff. Hey, these teams know how to play pressure big-time basketball. And it doesn't mean you're going to cut down the nets. There's no guarantee with all that. But you get to this stage of the tournament, normally you find out how good your league is by saying, hey, how do we do against the ACC? And that's where we are. It's exactly where we are.
Feels pretty good for a couple of Tobacco Road boys, don't it, Pac-Man?
Well, you know, you start thinking about the fact, too, that you got Duke, Carolina, and NC State.
Yeah.
I mean, the 919 area code has three of the 16 teams still alive and kicking. And then, you know, you go to the ups and the downs of this tournament, which, again, to me, is always the fun part about the tournament is you have your ebbs and flows. You learn about teams and coaches you've never heard of before, where they come from, and all that stuff. Then you get a blue blood like Kentucky, who is as blue as it comes in terms of elite and all-time greats and all that stuff. And they get bounced again, John Calipari does, right? And again, they've only won one tournament game since 19, which is hard to believe, given all the NBA players he's had on his roster. But, Johnny, it's so tough right now in the Commonwealth. There's people screaming about whether or not he should be out of a job, and he's on the hot seat, which is, you know, again, crazy talk. The Lexington, Kentucky newspaper, the Lexington Herald Leader, on the front page of their newspaper, not the sports section, the very front page of their newspaper, Johnny, this was the headline, $33 million for a Calipari buyout would be the wrong thing to do. But they misspelled Calipari.
Oh.
Now, how in the world? Now, listen, I know journalism has taken a seat back. I mean, we're in the world of, you know, social media, and everybody's into their, all that nonsense. But how is it possible where the University of Kentucky is located in Lexington, where the three things they absolutely know about as well as anybody on the planet Earth – or horse races, college basketball, and bourbon, right? And the guy that they're so pissed off at that they owe $33 million to, they misspelled his name and started it with a K for Calipari. It starts with a C. I mean, that shows you how screwed up things are in this crazy world of college sports and journalism. But that is the world that we're living in there. But that is, I mean, there may be some guy, John Calipari with a K, walking around, man, I found $33 million in my bank account. How did all that happen? I mean, who knows what's going to happen moving down the world. But it all gets cranked up again on Thursday. Clemson and North Carolina, they're out in the West region. So Thursday night around 7 o'clock, Clemson will jump on Arizona. North Carolina gets Bama. That'll be the game after that. And, of course, Duke and NC State, they're still alive and kicking, but they play on Friday. Duke's got Houston. That's a 1-4, which would be great. Houston, that crazy overtime game with Texas A&M. Right. And NC State, Johnny, we didn't even talk last week. I was up in D.C. for the ACC championship. And here's NC State, basically Kevin Keats. By the way, there's two Ks in Kevin's name. Kevin Keats.
K-K.
So Keats really was kind of playing for his job. There were a lot of people who thought he could be out of a gig. NC State wins five games in five nights. It's only happened one other time when UConn did it back in 2011 as far as big time five teams, you know, five games, five nights. They win it all, and then they go and they win two in the tournament. I mean, so and the crazy thing is NC State gets Marquette on Friday, and for folks that are old enough, you'll remember NC State Marquette 50 years ago. That was David Thompson. That's who they beat. They beat Al McGuire and Marquette for the national championship after upsetting UCLA in the semifinals, and Bill Walton and John Wooden in Greensboro, North Carolina. So it's kind of a weird combination Then you got Duke State, Houston, and Marquette in that region. And the fact that, of course, NC State also beat Houston, Jim Valvano, for a national title in 83. Right. So crazy stuff going on, but the tournament will be out of sight. Tennessee survived here in Charlotte. They'll jump on Creighton as well. So Purdue, Gonzaga, the list goes on. The games will be great Thursday and Friday. And who knows what we'll be talking about next week. It's well, just been a great tournament.
Well, we will meet right here and see who we got in the Final Four. Good stuff, Pac-Man. We appreciate you so much, buddy.
All right. You boys enjoy the madness. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. That's a man, Mark Packer, ACC PM on the ACC Network. Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern. All right, y'all. Well, let's play some Wordy Word. 1-800-BIG-SHOW. Your toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants. Play next.
Sound the trumpets. Man, I wish I had my trumpet. That's the best I can do now. It's horse racing time. Saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code BIGSHOW. Only on the DK Horse app. Use code BIGSHOW.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a big show on the radio. We're rolling to you Tuesday, March 26th. Today's featured track for the Big Show Bid Box is brought to you by the Charlotte Motor Speedway Coca-Cola 600, Sunday, May 26th. Oliver Ways to Liven Up a Funeral.
Search for keywords funeral and hit the bid box. And right now, let's play.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the birdie bird and a wordy word. Let's meet the contestants. We got Hollis from Beckley, West Virginia. Good morning, Hollis.
Well, good morning, John Boy.
Good morning, buddy. Welcome. And we got Kyle from St. Paul's, North Carolina. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, welcome, y'all. All right, got us some teams here. Hollis and John Boy, Kyle and Tater, 2 rounds, 30 seconds each. Good luck, boys. All right, then. So, Kyle, you relax, and me and Hollis, let's see what we can do. Hollis, are you ready, buddy?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
All right, me too. So we're perfect, all right?
Right on.
Hold on a second there. Wait a minute, Randy, what you doing there, buddy? Over here, you're hanging me with your...
Would you move that bottle?
It's Twister. With
his headphone cord is like right under my neck. Oh, you got to run it right there? Okay, all right. Okay, here we go, Hollis. We're ready on this end. All right, start.
All right, let's go.
Start the clock now. In a rowboat, you need two of these.
Oars.
Yes.
Paddles.
All right. Do not write in cursive. Write it in
print.
Yes. You pull this when you're not taking a bath. You're standing up. Pull the in the tub so the water don't get
out.
Plug. The water doesn't get out when you're taking one of these standing up. It's two. They're held by rings on a bar across your tub. Two words.
Shower curtain.
Yes. All right, man, that's a tough one to get that shower curtain without saying shower. All right, three on the board. All right, three. Well, Hollis and now Kyle and Tater for their round one.
Okay.
Kyle, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
And go.
When you have food brought to your house or, they say...
Delivery.
Yes. Hey, turn the blank of a book. You turn the...
Page.
Yes, sir. You get hit, and this is what's blue and purple. It's what on your skin? This is what,
a bruise.
Yes. You might call this a blank truck when you break down.
A tow truck.
Yep. Rhymes with it. Blank, blank, blank your boat.
Row.
Yep. Rhymes with it. This falls from the sky. You make a blank man with them. You can ski on it.
No.
All right, then. Y'all put a six on that board to take the lead by three.
Blank,
all right,
blank, blank your boat.
All right, Hollis, here we go for round two, buddy. Let's see what we can do. Oh, doggone it, why we get all the hard ones?
I don't know.
Okay, all right, Hollis, here we go, baby. No, put it back, Taylor. That's all right, baby. That was sweet of you.
Cheater.
Okay, start the clock now. If you wear something, you blank in the dark where you can see. You
glow.
Yes. Rhymes with it. The opposite of stop is...
Start.
No, rhymes.
Go.
Yes, Rhymes with it. The opposite of fast is...
Slow.
Rhymes with it. The cut your grass. You...
Mow.
Yes. All right, we're not rhyming. Take these in the morning. C, B, D. They are what?
Vitamins.
Yes.
Vitamins.
All right, don't put your hand in your mouth. you only got things not to do for some reason. Okay. All right, good work. Good work, Hollis. Put a 5 on a 3-8 score. But Kyle and Taylor's got it laying right there for them.
Oh, thanks.
Two will tie. Three will win.
No pressure.
Ready, go.
All right, you might clean with Clorox to kill these.
Germs.
Yes. This is in your car where your glove compartment is and your and all your gadgets and your radio. It's all in
title.
This. It's all in this.
Manual. Registration.
No, it's all in this part of your car. This is what you
glove
call
box.
It. The glove box
center console
is all part of it. It's the
dashboard.
Yes, yes.
Tied up.
our species.
Got all excited about that, but that is tied at 8-8.
Kyle understands my little grunts.
All right, then. We got a 15-second overtime to see if we can get us a winner here, boys. So, Hollis, let's go for an extra 15 seconds. Goes by very quick.
Let's do it.
Okay, then. There, Randy, we got it there. All right, you got it, Taylor?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go, Hollis. Start the clock now. I am a blank being.
Human.
Yes. Uh-huh. Get out of the shower. Put on your bath.
Robe.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's 74 blanks outside.
Degrees.
Yes. Attaboy, Hollis. Put a 3 on the board in that 15 seconds. All right. So now, Colin Tater. 3 will force double overtime.
No.
4 will win.
Okay.
Ready, Kyle? And go.
All right, you wear this over a shirt when it's cold outside. Just go. Oh, it's
jacket.
No, it's a piece of clothing. Argyle or wool or cashmere blank.
Bleach.
You
sweater.
Yes, there you
yes.
go.
That was a 1.
We were
that means Hollis wins in overtime 3-1.
We were wrong. I'm sorry,
man.
Kyle.
No biggie.
I'm sorry, baby. Hey,
well, Kyle, you can try again anytime, buddy. You are a player. We appreciate you, man.
Can I give a shout out?
You go ahead.
Shout out to my boss man. He thinks I'm on the toilet right now.
Good work. y'all work with Kyle. Nobody tell him. All right, we got you covered there, Kyle. Good work, everybody.
All right, have a good one. Thank you.
All right, man. Hollis, look at you up in Beckley, West Virginia, getting your Southern Ease pets pack. Southern Ease. I like it, man. All right, good work there, Hollis. All right, buddy, you want to shout out?
That's more fun than the law allows.
Okay, we got it there, buddy. Hang on for Jacket.
All right.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. We got our bit request for this March the 26th. Chad McHenry out of Asheville, North Carolina. Says, guys, please play me some Axe Ike. Thanks. L-Y-M-I. Love you mean it there, Chad. Your request coming up next. Good morning, it's a big show on the radio. A bit request every Monday through Friday about this time. Hit us up. Shoot us an email at thebigshow.com. Chad McHenry from the beautiful land of the sky, in the mountains of North Carolina in Asheville. Wants to hear some Axe Ike. Here you go. It's time to Axe Ike.
Yo, what's up?
Hold on,
Patrick. Don't wear that damn Santa Claus suit in here. You know nobody's going to sit on your lap. Except John Boy. Welcome to Axe Ike. The place to go for all the 411 you need for all your, what you call, interpersonal relationships. Dig this. Mr. Turner, first of all, much respect. I really enjoy your keen insights into human nature and especially women. This question is a little different. This year, I was lucky enough to be assigned an intern. All right. She a pretty little brunette, about 20 year old.
Yeah.
Patrick, you on the way out, boy. Now that the holidays are here, I'm sort of confused about what to get her. I realize I have to be very careful. Any ideas would be helpful. Thanks, Bryce with a Y. Yo, Bryce with a Y. Yeah, brother, that can be tricky. Now, see, if it is me, I'd be giving her a lingerie gift certificate to Fredericks of Gastonia. But see, then you probably don't want that heifer from HR, you know the one with 7 chins and no love life, knocking and knocking on your door. But I think I can help. Now, gift-rating an unpaid intern is tricky. Ask the Big Show. They had a bunch of them. In fact, off topic, Patrick ran one off himself. What's her name? Lippy? Yeah, that's right. Little Miss Personality.
Oh, no.
She made the mistake of getting in the face of a very young pre-Ike Patrick. So, is your name Patrick? My name is Wow. She could see them little cartoon birdies are spinning around that damn head. She learned the hard way, Patrick, I don't play. All she could say was, man, what's up with that, man? But he has calmed down a bit since then. A bit. But I regress. When he was younger, old Patrick was easy to shop for. He liked everything. Clothes, sneakers, video game. Now that he's older, he's even easier to shop for. A stack of 100 singles and cover charts to the booby bar. Bobo! Now, brash with a Y, you never specified if it was attractivated to the aforementioned lasciviousless intern. So I don't know if you gay or married or just trying to stay on the down low, so I'll just assume you want your relationship to be what you call plutonic. And that's cool. Stupid, but cool. Now, in a lot of ways, you can't win. If you give her some perfume, she's going to think that you think that she smell bad. And believe me, take a whiff of your average 20-year-old and you might be on to something. Now, if you give her clothes, she's going to think, you think, she lacks fashionable sensibilities. And truth is, you don't give her something else to put on. If you give her something too big, she's going to think, you think, she fat. If you get something too small, she's going to think she fat. You can always give her something like jelly of the month, but hell, if she leaves, you're still going to be paying for that. Hell, just give her a gift card to some place you like. That way, when you clean out her desk after she leaves, you'll find it and have a nice little surprise for yourself. So, happy holidays to you, Bryce with a Y. You sound like a good boss, a real swell guy. Treat that intern nice, a gift under the tree. It's the thought that counts. And to her, hell, it's free. And if she stinks at a job, you gotta tell her to scoot. Then her butt can unwrap the toe of your boot. This is Ike. Horny holidays. And peace on earth out.
If you want to ask Ike, you can mail to Ask Ike, P.O. Box 19111, Charlotte, N.C. 28219.
Little brunette.
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio, building your John Boy and Billy album. Today's featured track from the Big Show bid box, Oliver. Search for this, the keyword funerals. All right, well, here we go. It's time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. As I was scouring the local news rag the other day, I happened to linger on the obituary pages. I skimmed over the somber musings of lives led and ended. It all seemed so sad. My mother always said, laugh at a death and cry at a birth. I never knew what the hell she was talking about. Some of the photographs of those who had passed on were smiling and laughing, seemingly unaffected or unaware of the fates that were ahead of them. The dour expression of some of the others looked like they couldn't wait for the end to come. When I go, I want to go in my sleep like my grandfather. Not screaming in terror like the passengers in his car. Like the passengers in his car. And funerals are such a dire affair. All dark suits and tears. When I go, brother, it's gonna be a whole different shindig. In fact, when I kick the oxygen habit, if there are those of you who'd like to stop by and pay your respects, jot down a couple of these ideas and make my send-off worthy of a Benny Hill episode. Try some of these. Punch the body and tell people I hit you first. Ask someone to take a picture of you shaking my hand. At the cemetery, play taps on the kazoo. Walk around telling people that you've seen the will and they aren't in it. Stand by the casket with a mallet and stake and keep asking people if they saw me move.
in the funeral procession, drive one of those little Shriner cars. Tell the undertaker that your cat just died and ask if you could sneak it into the coffin. Tell random people at the funeral that I didn't like them. Ask my wife for money that I owe you. Wear a clown suit to the funeral and keep making balloon animals during the service. Pin a yellow smiley face button on my lapel, but put little X's over its eyes like in the cartoon. When no one's looking, slip a pair of those plastic Billy Bob teeth in my mouth. Tell my family you're going to borrow my body to practice your tattoo skills. Start a pool and bet on how long the grease fire will burn when I'm cremated. Grease fire. It only works on fat guys. This is my favorite one. Slip a cell phone into my pocket and stand outside and call. And if someone answers, pretend to be the devil and tell him to speed things up. At the funeral service, circulate a petition to have me stuffed. And the coup de grace, stencil on top of the coffin, best before last week. Feel free to come up with some of your own, but whatever you do, don't be a buzz killer. That's Father Time's job.
Bedbox is here. All your favorites from four decades of the Big Show. 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Shop the Bedbox online at thebigshow.com. Order Big Show stuff by phone. The number is 800-471-STUFF. Online services by Animink.com.
Miss any Big Show today? Don't let that happen. Catch it up. John Mobile and Late Risers Podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. You can make it easy. Subscribe to us with a free iHeartRadio app. Hi, y'all. Hey, rest of your day. See you on tomorrow. Love you, mean it.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.